The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Family Show.
So it is time to think about Christmas, but think about Christmas for our pets. And I've come along to see Dr. Bob Partridge. I'm here at the Vet Hospital in Harrogate. Hello.
Hello, welcome again.
We've all been thinking about Christmas non-stop for the past couple of weeks, but it's time to think now about our furry friends, or not furry, don't we? Kind of a reptile as well. What problems could there be arising from Christmas when it comes to pet ownership?
Well, I think our pets love Christmas. I think mostly because they have us around for a while, so it means extra cuddles and extra kisses for them. But yes, we do have to watch out for some problems. I mean, cats in particular love Christmas trees, and make sure that your Christmas tree is carefully installed so that when Kitty decides to have a climbing exercise, it doesn't all topple over, because that can certainly lead to broken glass baubles and things like this. But also, it does mean then that the treats that are hidden in the tree actually then become available for the pets to eat as well.
I have to admit, there is a funny side of this, because I've watched hours of YouTube before of cats shimmering up and down Christmas trees. It is quite funny, but obviously there's the dangerous side of that as well.
No, it's great to watch if it's on YouTube. Yeah. There are other video programmes available. But yes, if we're watching it on video, it's fine. But when you have to clear the mess up afterwards and you've got all the broken bits and pieces, it's a pest. So either have the Christmas tree where Kitty isn't going to go, or make sure it's secure enough so that Kitty can use it as a climbing frame and you accept the fact that's going to happen.
When you said they might be eating stuff off the tree, I'm guessing those are those little sort of chocolates that you hang off. I know that they're poisonous for dogs. Is chocolate poisonous for cats?
It can be. Yeah, we can get some problems from it. But yes, dogs are much more of a problem there, because they're the ones that tend to love the flavour of chocolate, and they're the ones that will eat merrily as much chocolate as you put in front of them. And a bit like us, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, that does sound very, very familiar. What other things are we having to watch out for? Either specifically cats, or we could go broaden our horizons into dogs as well.
Well, we always like to have our flower decorations up, and lilies often feature in those flower decorations, and those are very, very toxic as far as cats are concerned. And the thing that always worries us in Christmas time is the fruit that's present in Christmas pudding and Christmas cake. Those raisins and sultanas, they can be potentially lethal as far as our dogs are concerned. So avoid, much as we want to give them treats, let's give them doggy and catty treats as opposed to giving them our human food, just avoiding any problems for them.
And what about, I've heard this is on the rise at the minute, advent calendars for dog and cats. I presume that's fine if you have bought actual pet advent calendars.
Yes, there seems to be a whole variety of different advent calendars around at the moment. But yes, ones that are specifically for our pets should be fine.
And any other advice for Christmas time pet ownership?
Well, just remember that it is a time of great activity, and sometimes our pets do need to get away from us. And so if we're having family and friends around, make sure that there's a pet-friendly space that our cats and our dogs can retire to and just get away from the hustle and bustle for a while. It's just remembering it's Christmas time for them as well.
And one more thing as well that I am aware could be a bit of a problem. At Christmas time, there's a lot of wrapping papers, a lot of ribbons, a lot of things on the floor. Have you experienced before cats or dogs, I'm imagining more dogs, have grabbed these things and eaten them?
Oh, yes, they do. And funnily enough, well, you say dogs, I mean, yes, dogs do eat a lot of anything if they're given half a chance. But cats love string. And if we're playing with bits of string from our wrapping paper and things like this, cats can often ingest that. And whilst a round, solid foreign body is a trouble to retrieve, and it is a threatening operation, when we have bits of string that are ingested, that is really a severe surgical challenge for us. So just be very, very careful with bits of string, making sure they're always tidied up afterwards and then put away. Sound like my mum now, but make sure that we tidy away before we let our pets play.
That could be a really good thing for parents as well. If you have pets and children, that's a really good reason to make the kids tidy up.
Absolutely. I think, get the pets to tidy the kids up, I think, is the first thing to do.
Either way, or maybe both.
We always think of Christmas as being a time of giving, and it is, and it's great to have that. But we have to remember that pets are not gifts and shouldn't be used as gifts. It's not a great time to bring a new puppy or a new kitten into a household, because there's so much other excitement going on. when we bring a puppy or a kitten in, really they want to be the focus of attention, and we need to make sure that we're looking after their needs. They don't just want to be a side issue, you know, whilst we're playing with our new console game or the new pair of socks from Aunt Beth, but we need to make sure that we are looking after our pets properly. So please don't think of kittens and puppies as being pets. You know, they are for life, they're not just for Christmas.
Maybe sort it out in 2018 when you've got a lot more spare time and you can prep and buy all the stuff that you need.
And also making sure that we've got the budget there as well, because you know our pets, you know, they're not a cheap item. Mm-hmm. We have to look after them. We have to care for them properly. We have to make sure we have insurance involved. We have our pet health care plans sorted. We have to make sure that we're looking after them properly and that we're aware of the commitment, you know, the lifelong commitment that we're making to our pets when we bring them into our homes.
Well, once again, another huge set of festive and furry advice. Not that you're furry, Bob, but a lot of your patients are. Thank you very much. From Stray FM to the Vet Hospital, a very Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to all of your listeners as well.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Family Show.